did the Communist Party get started in Alabama?
In 1928, the communist position internationally was that African Americans in the South have the right to self-determination, meaning they have the right to create their own nation in the South. And this is a position that came out of Moscow. It came from other black communists around the globe. And with that idea in mind, they sent two organizers to Alabama, and they went to Birmingham. And they chose Birmingham because it was probably the most industrialized city in the South. And they went there thinking they would organize white workers, and from white workers, black workers would follow. But no white workers would come forward. And so the first two organizers was a guy named James Giulio, who was a Sicilian worker who had migrated to Alabama, and another guy named Tom Johnson. And together, they went out looking for white workers, and black workers came. And black workers came in fairly large numbers right away, because for them, they had a memory of Reconstruction, a memory of the Civil War. And in that kind of collective memory, they were told that one day the Yankees would come back and finish the fight. Well, when they saw these white communists, they said, oh, good, the Yankees are here. We can't wait to join.